You've lived a sinner's life, now you've died a sinner's death. Cruel, cruel fate has cast ye down to the wretched belly of the earth. As your soul is mired with the burdens of your lived life, ye begin to sink deeper, drowning. But before ye give up your fist from the briny depths of hell's oceans, a figure stands above ye and reaches down a knotted hand. As ye cough and sputter the salt water from your lungs, the figure calls themselves your captain.
Hello and welcome to My First Dungeon Presents Hell Wailers. I am your guide and captain, Chenook Tissera.
Woohoo!
Whoa!
Whoa!
And joined by with me, joined by me? Who cares? Joined by me, a damned crew, starting with Abby Hepworth.
Hello!
Brian Flaherty.
Avast ye mateys.
Oh, show off.
And wait, is that Elliot Dave? No. No, wait, they sound brown. That's definitely Viditya Valetti.
Hey, yar! It's me, brown replacement. Viditya Valetti. They do be calling me Brown Elliot in the streets of New York. I don't know if that's made it to you.
New York's
yet.
A crazy place.
That's really funny. I didn't know that at all. Shout out Elliot Davis, who is producing this season of My First Dungeon.
Woo!
We love you, Elliot. How are we feeling about Hell Wailers, guys?
Well, so excited.
Feeling good. Feeling pious.
Pious.
Oh, running right in.
I'm feeling sinful. Sinfully delicious. Oh.
What religion did we all grow up with? Just out of curiosity before we jump in.
Catholicism, baby.
Good Catholic. A good Catholic boy.
I'm ready for this game.
Yeah, Brian was prepared.
But famously, not confirmed.
Famously.
Never got confirmed.
Everyone knows it.
Yeah, this is actually a classic Brian story.
I mean, like, I have to expect the story involves you, like, almost being confirmed and then running away.
And then at the last
something.
Second, the devil popped out of hell and said, "No, he's mine.
I'm mine."
And that's how he ended up in podcasting.
The priest threw holy water on me, and I was able to stay on the mortal coil, but there's nothing else I can do. I'm damned to hell eventually.
Yeah, I've seen that happen.
That's
before.
Really fun. Yeah. That's really cool. So you've proved the Christian hell.
Yeah, I saw it briefly, and then I got pulled back up.
So it really doesn't matter what the rest of us had going on.
Yeah,
because
I know.
Yeah,
yeah.
Brian,
but Itia, what'd you grow up as?
I'm sorry. I grew up a Hindu. That's what my family raised me as.
I saw a bit going on too long, and I had to end it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I just love the pointedness, yeah.
Yeah, I thought you were getting him back for confronting your Catholicism. And then, Abby, what are you?
Nothing. But the fun version of that is my sister, when she was little, our best friends lived next door and they went to Catholic school and we went to public school. And when she was, I don't know, in like second grade or something, somebody asked her, like, "What religion are you?" And she said public, because she didn't understand that public school just meant the free education your country provides through taxes.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's really good. Yeah. That's the best answer.
So I'm public. I grew up public.
You grew up public.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my best friend was public. That's so cool.
Oh, nice.
On that note, on public, I'm Catholic, and we should say that this season we are proud to be sponsored by +1 EXP as we dive into the religious horror TTRPG Hell Wailers. This game tells the tale of cursed whalers hunting a monstrous whale through hell for salvation of their eternal souls.
Hell yeah. Got Moby Dick and Dante's Inferno all rolled into one, baby.
Oh, they do have
two favorite bedtime stories from growing up.
I've actually never read either of them.
I've only heard stories of both of those, but they're good. They're good, so I've heard.
Bedtime stories, yeah. You were told that several times. They just churn through Moby Dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what they teach in public school.
And Pinocchio.
Yes. Pinocchio and the whale. A lot of whale content
out there.
Yeah.
Why don't we talk really quick about some safety tools before we jump into getting the session zero kicked off? This game, as with any TTRPG, we use our safety tools. This one is a little bit kooky because we're talking about like religious horror, gambling, deep water violence, animal cruelty. There's a ton of stuff kind of baked into the game. So maybe it actually behooves us to talk about what we are comfortable with and not comfortable with. Generally, in my first dungeon, we use Lines and Veils and the X card. Is there anything else that folks want to bring up as like this game does involve like gambling or can involve gambling, can involve religious horror?
I mean, I vote yes on the gambling.
Pro gambling here.
Pro gambling.
Pro gambling. Yeah. I'm going to O card gambling.
O card?
Yeah.
Now I'm excited to get into some religious horror. I feel like that's not a space that we've ever really trod on this
show.
Yeah. No.
Religious horror is going to be kind of fun.
Yeah, I do enjoy a religious horror a lot.
Yeah, like I've just watched all the Conjuring movies recently, and I'm like, oh.
Whoa, really?
Oh, you,
these are
you
great.
Prepped.
You did prep work.
You came correct for this.
I was like, yeah. It's great. Ed and Lorraine Warren, great. Hilarious. Annabelle,
those movies are crazy. Like, legit. Are they legit scary?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah, man.
No, you know how like some horror franchises aren't actually that scary?
It,
but I've always felt like I always feel like I hear The Conjuring is like they're fucking
like they're good.
They're good. They're good.
If you want a spook? It's a good spook.
Yeah, it's a great spook. It's okay. I think like maybe not as scary now. Because it's been a few years since the first one. But like in terms of like jump scares, they're doing a good job back when they first came out.
Okay, back in the olden days.
Back in 2017.
Back in my day, we'd go to the theaters for The Conjuring.
Yeah, back in the theater days. But Abby, I do want to check in with you because I know you are particularly against animal cruelty. In a way that makes sense. This game doesn't like involve like a mechanic, like a in-game kind of like fighting of like fishing, where you're actively like fishing for animals.
Well, I was gonna say by name alone I recognize there must be violence against whales.
Right.
That's
right.
Sort of the general premise.
Totally.
Just one whale.
Just the one.
Perhaps a singular whale. Well, who's to say?
That's true.
Yeah.
Who's to say?
I feel like the rest of it, it's a thing that I don't love, but I feel like I sort of if it's more of a Veil or trod lightly, and then I will use X if I feel I need to, but I feel like I trust the level that you may get into, and rudely I care a little less about fish. That's me.
I love how in like every fantasy world where like there are like animals are sentient or like animals are anthropomorphized, everyone just kind of gets behind like, nah, fish are still food. Like fish are always
fish
still
are food.
Yeah, there's like, yes. And like I was like reading somewhere, like they feel it, like they feel all the same things and like it feels worse for them. Or I read some shit, whatever, that was a while ago. And
I mean, fish are alive and they know pain.
Right.
Like it's
right.
not. Yeah.
Right, it's, I'm being mean by being, is it, I want to make a joke about being pescatarian when it comes to animal violence or something, but I can't quite figure it out.
Right, that's really good.
That's good.
That's really good.
Yeah,
I'm
against animal violence.
This is when PETA comes for Abby.
But I'm a pescatarian.
I'm against animal violence, but I am pescatarian.
I am pescatarian.
Very good. Yeah.
Okay, great. So Abby's pescatarian when it comes to Lines and Veils.
Yes.
Yeah.
Great.
Put that in Veils, yeah.
Yeah. And Vidi, we've never actually played a game on mic together.
Yeah.
Are there any like particular Lines, Veils, or things you want to like just take off the table? Or
especially because this is like kind of like a hell and sailors, and it's like going to be a little grungy and weird. I don't think there's anything in particular that's coming to mind that's like, let's
cool.
Put it on the table. I was thinking about it. I think I'm good. I think I'm fine.
Okay, cool. So all my Sri Lanka is better than India content is good for you.
Yeah.
Great.
Yes.
Cool. All right, rock on, dude. We're great. We're doing great.
I can't say otherwise. It's problematic.
Yeah, say something, dude. Say something. So those were our lines and veils. Are we ready to jump into some character creation?
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's do it. I want to make a salty sea dog.
We're going to make salty sea boys.
That's what we should call our crew.
The salty sea boys.
The salty sea boys.
If y'all look on page 5, Elliot's suggested salty semen.
No, Elliot, we all saw that joke and we all decided it was beneath us.
Salty sea boys. So yeah, on page 5, there are some player principles in the book that I think will help guide you in creating your character because...
Ooh, okay.
You're playing little hell people. So as you play, try to let your character embody each of these principles. Boldness in the face of danger. You can do this by engaging foes bravely and with urgency. Loyalty to the ship and captain. And I'm the captain. So that means loyalty to me.
Ooh, that one's going to be tough. You know, yeah, 3 out of 4 ain't bad.
I bet. Drive to save your soul. Go get that whale is really what that means.
I need it.
Engage
with
the core premise of this game.
Yeah. Engage with the game. And cooperation with your fellow whalers. Y'all are all on the same quest to cooperate, but also play true to your characters. You're all playing people who are in hell, and there's a reason you're in hell. Have fun with that.
Maybe it was a mistake.
Yeah, that the god got it wrong is such a funny premise.
Nah, character. I'm one sick son of a bitch.
I deserve to be here. It's also a great character.
I'm trying to cheat my way out of here.
Yeah. But yeah, folks, looking through the playbooks, are any ringing out to people?
Honestly, these playbooks are really good.
I'm like, yeah, I kind of... like the concepts of all of them. I might be leaning towards the greedy, because I was like either the pious or the greedy.
I was also the pious or the greedy.
Tell us about the greedy.
Hell isn't so bad as long as you know what to do. Devils torture indiscriminately, and there's not a shortage of scapegoats here. They say only an evil man thrives in hell, but you're not nearly as bad as the one who put you here. There's very few things that are valuable in hell, but as in life, as in death. And if anything can make your situation better, you want it. You need it. After all, this is hell, and no one is going to help you but you.
And the whale.
I just think there's something fun about being like a selfish son of a bitch in hell.
Yeah.
I feel like I always love the playground economy episodes of every like kid's show. Like the episode of Recess where they like trade cards. And this feels like that. Hell isn't so bad as long as you know how to make the best of it.
You do love playing like a... like an underground salesman.
I love being a salesman. I feel like if you look at the characters that I've made on this show, they're mostly peddling some kind of ware.
You love selling ware. That is a Brian staple.
You're really peddler core, peddler maxing.
Love peddler
maxing.
I love having a little shop, even though it's never conducive to a good adventure.
With some southern twang. You love a little what's the word? You like having an inventory to keep stock of.
That's the thing. I feel like every time we play a game, I care so little about like the inventory on a character sheet, but I do desperately care about having a thing to sell. I don't know. I somehow care. I look at that box on the character sheet and I'm like, that doesn't matter at all. But all I want to do is fill it up.
Yeah.
It doesn't
That's fair.
Make sense.
Okay. I'm going to suggest Abby goes first, because Abby, I want to hear what you think of your character and what you want to play. And if you need some time, I can kind of explain the playbook a little bit if you want a minute.
Yeah, I'm kind of deciding between the guilty and the haunted.
Ooh.
Good.
Both of which, quite fun. Guilty, you are in hell and you deserve it. You know what you've done, and you feel kind of bad about it, is the general sense I'm getting.
Yeah.
And the haunted is the lead demon boy from K-pop Demon Hunter.
You want to play K-pop Demon Hunter?
I would like to play K-pop Whale Hunters. K-pop
it's
whale
so hunters. Funny that for me, my prep was watching The Conjuring. For Abby, was watching K-pop Demon Hunters.
K-pop Demon Hunters. Yeah.
That's incredible. I love both those choices for you. I think those are really great. And also, there are 2 playbooks in the Book of Leviathan that you can choose from as well.
I did not get a chance to look at those. What are they?
They are The Abomination and The Returned. The abomination, they'd attest you for what you are had you always been this way. A shell of chitin, fumbling pincers, and a beguiling emptiness inside. A hollow hunger that is only slacked in the fleeting moments you feed your abhorrent nature. Hell's tortures are myriad, but the desires within you are pulling you to implode with your vacuous want. You need, and this is as painful as any devil's whip.
And then the returned is more for like if your character dies during a game, it's like wait, have a second character. So
you can only really pick it if you die, right? That's
the, yeah. I think that's what it's intended to be.
It felt like it would make the most sense. I do like the concept of it, but I was like, doesn't feel like you should start with it.
Yeah, it's a fun idea.
Abby, I have to be so clear, though. If you end up being the K-pop demon hunter, head of the Saja boys, we can't make K-pop music for this show. We don't have the budget on this season.
I wasn't suggesting that I play him. I'm just giving the listener a sense of what the haunted, what their whole thing is you can't get your sins out of your head and you will do anything to lose those memories.
No, I know, but I saw you thinking.
I was never.
I saw you generating ideas.
I can't sing, so that was a flawed premise.
That's never
hasn't stopped us before. Literally has not stopped us.
I'm not gonna lie to you. If I was a good singer, I would be very tempted to do it.
Once again, does not matter on this show.
I think I'm gonna pick the guilty.
Cool.
Very good.
You're in hell and you deserve it. I know that I'm here for a reason, baby. You're in hell and you deserve it. The people you hurt, the crimes you committed, each sin weighs on you like an invisible chain, dragging you to the bottom of this infernal cesspool where you belong. That's what you tell yourself anyway. They say good deeds don't matter in hell, that repentance is a living man's gift. Yet what other recourse exists within your tortured mind? You accept the Lord's punishment, strive for forgiveness, and perhaps one day your guilt will be absolved.
Sick. You're a guilty motherfucker, dude.
I'm a
that's
sick
awesome.
Little boy in the deep of the ocean.
I said no singing!
I'm a sick little boy. Oh, no, I love that.
Katie, why don't you give us your playbook pick?
I like the idea of feeling like hell, like yeah, I'm in fucking hell, you know? Like, and I think that can either be the weary's like, ugh, hell, am I right?
Yeah.
Or like the greedy's
just
like,
another Monday.
Hell, am I right? You know, like, yeah. It's just like a little, because I think like I'd play the greedy different than what you were describing, or like this like idea of somebody who manages things. I think I am all like, I'm not selling things. I'm trying to get things is kind of the idea. Because I can like crazy stuff and do bargains, but I'm more like, nah, there's like shit here, you know? Like, it's all about the little things that make hell worth it, you know? Have you ever seen a severed toe? I have like 15 of them.
That's
I trade toes. It's weird. It's this whole toe economy.
A toe.
Trading cards.
You at some point heard the phrase, you can't take it with you after you die, and you're like, I could test that theory.
I can take it with me.
You're like, I will take it with me. Thank you very much.
I actually will. Yeah.
I think you should do that one.
That's fun. I like that a lot.
I feel like you have an idea there.
Yeah.
The guy that takes things that, like, you have 70 toes. That's great. Why?
Yeah.
A ship can't handle that many toes, dude.
You don't have that kind of towing capacity.
Toe room's too full.
That kind of towing capacity.
Tongues feel a little bit more fun.
Tongues?
It's like trading cards?
Tongues, that's gross.
I'm shuffling.
You're yucky.
Tongues.
I feel like you got a lot of puns to do with toes, though. Toe the line.
You do. Toe the line. 10 toes
name
in.
Name another
ten
one.
Toes you're 70 toes in.
Just dipping a toe.
10 toes
name
down.
Name another one.
Ten
well,
toes
give me
down.
One more. 10 toes down. Okay.
Totally.
Oh, pigeon toed.
Pigeon toed.
Oh, pigeon toed. Okay,
turf
let's
toed.
See.
Turf toed. We go.
Bunyan.
There's a lot of toe puns.
There's a lot of toe stuff out
like
there. There's a lot of feet was... stuff for the freaks.
Yeah.
Wait, so Vinny, what playbook are you selecting?
Yeah, let's do the greedy.
The greedy.
Hell isn't so bad, so long as you know what to do. Devils torture indiscriminately, and there's not a shortage of scapegoats here. They say only an evil man thrives in hell. you're not nearly as bad as the one who put you here. There's very few things that are valuable in hell, but as in life, as in death, and if anything can make your situation better, you want it. You need it. After all, this is hell, and no one is going to help you but you.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Huh, he's a pretty boy. Thing.
Hell whalers, yeah. Hell.
All right, Viditya is the greedy. And that leaves Brian Flaherty. Who will you be playing, my dear friend?
I have been on a kick lately of like picking the playbook or the class that isn't the thing I'd normally pick.
Ooh.
So I feel like if this was D&D, I'd be like, ooh, cleric or bard, but I wouldn't be warlock or sorcerer. So mm-hmm. I'm trying to move towards directions of things that are weirder for me. And I feel like since we're doing hell whalers, I'm doing the pious.
Nice. I thought you were like playing something weird, and then you're gonna be like, I'm an abomination, and I'll be like, hell yeah, dude.
I am a little tempted by the abomination because it's so weird.
Yeah,
it's so is. Weird.
It's creepy cookie.
I really thought about it, but I'm like, that's I don't know if I could actually lean into that much.
Yeah, I think especially because we're doing religious horror, I want to like lean into that. And you know, like, yeah, you know, I've never therapy role playing gamed before. Let's work through a little bit Ryan, of my religious
let's
horror.
Let's use that Catholic school for you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Let's put that to work.
Let's put that education to
Wait,
use.
Wait, no, not Catholic. You didn't go to Catholic school. You just were Catholic.
I was just raised Catholic.
Okay, yeah. It was just me that did that. Cool.
Cool.
So the pious, do you want to read the pious for us, my friend?
Yes, the pious. Prayer strengthens the soul. It guards against suffering and delivers peace. True in life and true in death, the balm of the soul brings comfort even in the torments of eternal damnation. God is great and God is just. He provides the means of salvation to his flock, and fervent hope in his holy name will prevail against the trials of hell. He sees our struggle and hears our prayers. All is part of his holy plan.
Damn, that's Catholic as hell, dude.
That is.
Catholic as hell. And it's also like not a thing. I'm not particularly pious at this point in my life. Yeah. So it'll be fun to kind of play into that, I think. I'll be interested to explore that side of
it. Prep you for a turn in your 50s when you may want to be religious or something.
Oh my God.
You'll think back on this moment.
There is a strange thing that happens to me about maybe like once every couple months that I think about like just on a Sunday, just going to St. Patrick's Cathedral and going to Mass. And yeah. Like,
I think that's because you like St. Patrick's Cathedral.
I do. I mean, it's a gorgeous cathedral.
Right.
My grandparents got married there.
I totally get that. There are like sometimes I'm just like doing something in my day and I'm like, should I pray? I got to the gym the other day.
I get that.
And I was just like, should I just say an Our Father? No, that's crazy. That's crazy.
I
you going to pray over them biceps?
Okay, so you've all selected your playbooks. Your playbook outlines the abilities and characteristics of your sailor. Each playbook has a lure, and lures award you a soul when like that type of interaction takes place. And everyone has one. They'll get you souls, and souls are essentially your currency in the game. You'll earn them, you'll spend them to do moves sometimes, you'll gamble them at some point, and once you have enough, your souls will summon the Hell Whale.
So this is a pretty
valuable little currency, and like basically is the like token you want. And if you look at your playbook, you can see like you all have an inventory, which you'll all pick one of in just a moment. There are strong moves, regular moves, and weak moves. Strong moves will lose you one soul. Regular moves you can do whenever. And weak moves will get you a soul. So really, and weak moves are things that like really succumb to who you are. So like, if you're greedy, it's succumbing to that greed. If you're pious, it's succumbing to piousness. If you're guilty, it's succumbing to your guilt.
For me, my strong, like a strong move is strike with righteous fervor. And a weak move is sin as all men do.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, if you've played like Yazebas or Wanderhome, this is like the same system as, what's it called?
Belonging outside belonging.
Yeah.
Or in Belonging Outside Belonging.
Yeah, it's really just that system with the souls.
Oh, and I'm just feeling the lures, for my lure is when someone reaffirms your moral compass, they gain a soul. So we're trying to do other people's lures.
That's what it is. Yeah. So lures give souls to other people. I also just double checked. They all are they gain.
Yeah. So every time a lure happens, you'll, that person will, with that interaction, that person will gain a soul.
Fun.
And when you succumb to your own, I guess, flaw, which is like greed or piousness or whatever, you will gain a soul because that usually is a weak move.
Gotcha, like for gotcha, greed, gotcha,
it's
gotcha,
like
gotcha,
take what isn't yours. You'll gain a soul by doing that.
Yeah.
So like every toe Vidi's collected, he gains a soul from that.
Yeah.
So you can absolutely power.
Yeah, because I will covet something obsessively.
Right.
The lures are really cool because it, in order, like, because what I'm going to want to do, I'm going to want to get a bunch of souls so I can do stuff with them. Like I can do my strong moves. We can get close to the Hell Whale. And one of the good ways to do that is to like reaffirm someone else's choice in their playbook.
It's also like kind of reaffirming the problem they have, right?
Yeah.
It's not just like that. It's kind of like almost you're doing a weak move for them is what it is. Like the hot temper none of us have is when someone stands by your split second decision, they gain a soul. So it's like if you're being hot tempered and somebody goes, yeah, let me jump on that with you, then they're kind of doing that with you.
It's interesting though, because as the guilty, mine is sort of like a solve of that. It's when someone affirms something isn't my fault.
Oh, fun.
So they're assuaging me of my guilt.
Mm.
I feel like that can go both ways for like a guilty person of like some, like it's not your fault, but like what if it is? Like what if it's like just affirming your bad behavior?
Oh, I see. Very fun.
I guess like, no, I could see that because like one of your weak moves is try to fix something that isn't yours to fix or take the blame. And so it's like, do you then play into like, oh, you know, I'm sorry I didn't do that. And somebody just goes like, stop fucking apologizing.
Yeah. Are you a martyr? Are you just being a martyr? Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I mean, you can play this so many ways, Abby. It's such a fun, the vagueness is very fun in that.
It's also really cool, especially for like, piousness, I think, is so like black and white. It's either you're doing good or you're doing evil. And all of the ways I get souls are like literally sin, as all men do. Turn away from the light. Take the easy way out. Castigate yourself. Ask, why has he forsaken us? Like,
take a shortcut.
Like,
abandon
that is such a Brian coded playbook.
I've kind of actually stumbled into something that is exactly me. I just read the opening topic
it's
and I was like,
so okay, funny because you were like, this isn't me. I'm like, Brian, this is totally you.
So
yeah. You know, we all end up where we were meant to be. Well, one set of footprints in the sand. Am I right?
Yeah.
Well, let's. Why don't we jump into asking you guys some questions about your little monster?
I love questions.
Well, regular people in hell. Brian, you're going to go first. What is the name for your whaler?
Oh, no, the hardest question first.
What? I have to come up with a name first?
Yep.
Or do you want to go? Okay, I can go in reverse order, Brian. How did your sailor die?
I'm so sorry. That's not what it says in the playbook. It
okay,
says,
fuck you. Okay, I'll do it.
Come on.
There's so much phlegm that is required of this. And how did you shuffle off the mortal coil?
Ooh, okay. How would someone who is trying to be too pious shuffle off the mortal coil? I think I want to go like of like deep prayer and like something in that realm.
I have a suggestion.
Yeah, hit me.
Perhaps like you were so deep in prayer, you like, or like you were put in a bad situation. Like, let's say like the church was on fire, and you were like, "God will save me if I just pray." And then
I was
going to
say,
"Die."
This is that parable of the faithful man who there's a storm coming, and someone says, "Hey, we're all evacuating. Do you want to come?" And the guy says, no, I'm a pious man. I believe in God. I pray every day. God will protect me. The storm comes and starts to flood. And he's sitting on top of his roof and a boat comes by. And the boatman says like, hey, would you like us to pick you up? Like, you know, we're getting out of here. He says, no, I'm a faithful man. I'm a penitent man. God will save me. God will provide. The boat goes away. And then finally, as he's standing on the very tip of the chimney, the last moment, a helicopter comes by and, you know, radios down. Hey, we can pick you up here. Grab the rope. He goes, no, I'm a faithful man. I'm a penitent man. I believe in God. God will save me. And then he drowns and he gets to the pearly gates and he goes, God, why didn't you save me? And God says, I sent you a news bulletin, a boat, and a helicopter. What the hell more did you want?
That's pretty good.
That's yeah, one of my, like that's a good parable. Yeah.
That's 100% what it is. I kind of think I want to go hurricane.
Okay.
I feel like storm. Ooh. Yeah, especially
so because, that's exactly what you're the person in the parable. Like that
I am fully the person in the parable.
Life. That's yeah.
I'm fully the guy from the parable, and I think it's got caught in like a hurricane. So, cuz also like I feel like that's what Hell Whaley wants to be. It wants to be right. Like storms on the high seas here.
Right. Yeah, that's really good. Vinny, did you ask what time like era we're in?
Yeah, like what time are
it could
are
we be in? Any era. Like you could have been here for millennia. You could have been here for as any length of time you want. So you can.
Oh, we could be all different eras.
Yeah, you could be all different eras of.
Oh,
of,
interesting. Okay, cool.
We could have one K-pop demon hunter. one.
I didn't do it this time. Brian did.
That's true. I saw the bit and I had to continue it.
It's good. Cool. So you are the parable, the guy from the parable who died in a hurricane. What are your shipley duties?
Ooh, I think I'm scrubbing the deck. Yeah, I'm like full cleaning and organization. I'm kind of like the bosun, I guess, like keeping track of everything. Mm. I think it's a care of the physical space.
A classic Brian job.
Yeah, it feels very self-flagellating to just be...
Yeah.
Doing the same task over and over and over again.
Yeah, very good. Can you tell us what do you look like?
But in my head, he's a priest, but I don't know if I actually want him to be a priest.
Worse, he's not. He just dresses like one.
He found the garments.
Yeah.
That's actually pretty funny. I'll steal that. he's wearing priestly garments. I think it was like... Maybe had like gone to seminary school, like very devout Catholic, but never quite made that jump. Like kind of always like daydreamed about being right. So pious that he was a priest, but never actually did any of the work to do that.
Important question. Does he tell, like when people are like, oh, father, does he correct them or does he let them think that he's a priest?
I think he doesn't tell anybody, but he doesn't correct anybody.
Mm. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Very good.
Which is a great... great slippery slope for hell.
Yeah, I love that.
Oh, I love that so much.
I've got to remember to lean into being a bad guy. Every time I make a character, I want him to be like a shining good boy.
Yeah,
that's not this game.
You're really setting yourself up to play a real piece of shit. Which
you
is
you
got to
be flawed.
And how do we refer to ye? Parentheses pronouns.
He him.
And finally. What's the name of your whaler?
Man, I want like a real. I don't think Ignatius is right, but like Matthias or what's a
Matthias
really,
is very good.
Matthias is close.
Is there a name? Like, did they give that guy in the Catholic parable? Did they ever give him a name at some point?
I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think we don't name people in those parables.
No, because they stand in for us all.
Pocket Bard is a free audio app that helps game masters weave immersive sound into their games. Pocket Bard's design is intuitive and simple to use, but I don't want to just say that. I want to prove it to you here and now. So the rest of this ad you're going to hear is going to be live and uncut while I am actively using the Pocket Bard app. So to start, let's set the scene. Imagine your party has entered a new location, a small town. With just one click, we hear that ambience coming in, but maybe I want to augment the sound of that town a little bit. Maybe the crowd is a bit bigger than what we're hearing here. With just one click, I can add more crowd in. Maybe all of a sudden the skies begin to slightly darken and a rain begins. We can hear that rain start over here. Maybe that rain gets a little bit heavier. Maybe the skies darken even more and we hear thunder and wind whipping around behind us. And all of a sudden, the air drops, the temperature drops, everything feels a little bit more intense as all of a sudden you get to say those three magic words as a game master, roll for initiative. And with just one click, that combat music comes in. We can increase or decrease the intensity with the intensity slider. And there are even one-shot sounds that you can use, like the town bell tolling in the background, letting the town know they're under attack. Maybe your ranger is drawing their bow and firing an arrow. And maybe your spellcasters are slinging spells left and right.
the whole time you are doing this with just little clicks on your phone. It is incredibly easy to use and very intuitive. It's something I could actually use in my home game to make my sessions more immersive and exciting. So if you want to learn more about Pocket Bard, you can search for it in the App Store or by visiting pocketbard.app.
My dearest listener, have I got a secret for you? Bitterton is an improvised comedy podcast inspired by the stories of Jane Austen that tells the tale of a wealthy family's secrets, scandals, and shenanigans. Lady Bitterton has unwed daughters, nosy neighbors, awful country cousins, and now a body to hide. Will the Bitchertons be able to keep their secrets off the pages of Lady Bigwither's gossip sheet? Or will her pen skewer their good name forever? Oh, Bits, what a predicament. Featuring the voices of Katie Maravich, Iffy Waddyway, Carolyn Page, Alex Songsharp, Brian Flaherty, and Cassie Wilson, plus a dance card filled with guest comedians of the very finest quality. But for us to help the seeds of rumor ripen into the juicy plum of scandal, we'll need your help. Bitcherton is heading to Kickstarter on June 13th. Go to bitcherton.com to pre-save the campaign and help us bring this story to life. Ta-ta for now.
I feel like Matthias, I'm sure there is a great biblical reference I could pull. I could just be Job.
You could be Job. Matthias is great, though.
I'm going to do Matthias. It's what came to me first.
Jonah's also good.
Oh, Jonah's really good also. I'm going to go Matthias. It's what came to me first.
Hot priest? Okay.
Ooh,
you're playing hot priest, dude.
Can I be Andrew Scott? Can I be Scott?
Your greatest sin is being a hot priest.
No, my greatest skin is being a hot priest.
That's very good. Great. We have Matthias the pious. Matthias the pious.
Matthias
holy
the
shit.
Matthias the pious.
That's great.
I did that on purpose.
Matthias.
Great.
Fantastic.
Matthias the pious. Cool. Viddy, why don't we jump to you?
Yeah.
And we'll start from the bottom as well. How did you shuffle off the mortal coil?
I think it's gotta be, I'm either a petty thief or a gambling addict. I think it could be one or the other.
Porcanello's dose.
How I died though is, I kind of also wanted to be kind of stupid. I like the idea that I died in a way that I so did not need to. And it was
1,000
just
years later, same hurricane, same house, same roof.
Same house. It was really weird. You know, they rebuilt it. The chimney was a little smaller though.
So. Died much quicker.
Yeah. I like the idea that I maybe like playing a game. Mm-hmm. Maybe I was gambling or something, and then I just go, wait, no. Let me just find something, and then I just get shot. Or I'm trying yeah. to steal. Now, I think that's just what it is. It's like, it's not long or drawn out. It's
right.
just, I try and take something from the wrong person, and
yeah.
it's, I'm like, well, it always works out for me, but right. this time it's just, nope. And then they stab me in the eye or something.
You stole from the wrong person.
I stole from the wrong person. I do kind of want some, I go to hell with whatever, like I'm missing an eye or the knife is stuck in you.
Still.
Yeah. Like something that's like, oh yeah, no, I kind of don't have an ear because they fucking,
they cut your ear off.
They cut
yeah,
my ear
whatever
off.
You want. That's totally cool.
Yeah. I dig it.
That's fun. What are your Shipley duties?
They wouldn't let me be quartermaster.
They wouldn't let me be.
So they put me in.
You kept gambling away all their shit.
And they just won't let me be quartermaster. I can't be trusted with the keys. Is really the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I just like, I do ropes and things. Like,
I do ropes. I do ropes. Yeah, totally. You can be the rope guy.
I'm the rope guy.
Yeah, it's the rigger, but he calls it the rope guy.
Oh, it's the rigger? That's what they're called?
I think so.
I think that's what it is.
Also, right now, in my notes, I just have Viditya and then underline and then one bullet point, and all it says is, I do ropes.
Hi. Yeah.
Do you want to describe a little bit of what your guy looks like?
I think my person is trying real hard to look the part of a sailor. Mm-hmm. And like of a, I think they keep thinking they're a pirate, or they're like, well, this is just like what people on the sea wear. Oh, no. I'm mismatched and weird because I keep taking things from other people. So it's like right. A body washes yeah. up. I go, that's a nice boots. And so I take the boots. Oh, that's like a pretty fun vest. Wait, what's up with that? Is this like a leather jacket? Yeah. What's going on here? You know what I mean? So it's like the outfit is kind of constantly changing because I can never choose which is
what your style is.
Like, or it's like what's better to keep. So right. I think it's like,
oh yeah.
Or there's like an indecision to like, I like to hoard things, but maybe I'm also like constantly trading everything, thinking yeah. that maybe this is the better thing.
Right.
I'm really seeing you like, you know, all the pawn shop owners, and you're always like trading in this jacket yes. for that jacket at a slip. Mm-hmm, like you're mm-hmm. you're slowly just losing money on the deal every time.
I think that's the thing is like, I think, oh, but like, I'm the guy who's like, yeah, I could take a paperclip and get a house.
And it's like, it no, just, you take a house and get a paperclip.
I get a paperclip. Like that is actually who I am.
Yes.
That's funny. I'm picturing like the way a kid like gets a Barbie doll and then like over time just keeps putting the different accessories on it. So it just looks like a hodgepodge of plastic mm-hmm. clothes.
All different eras.
Yeah. Different Barbies. What are your little guy's pronouns? Person's pronouns.
Let's go she, her.
Whoa, heck yeah. She, yeah. her. And what is the name of your whaler?
I'm thinking Lakshmi.
Lakshmi. Hell yeah. Brown people can go to hell. Take that.
Brown people
Take
can
that.
Go to hell.
We belong to.
You can do anything you set your mind to, including go to hell.
We hell, can. Surprisingly inclusive.
Including go to hell. I mean, here's the secret thing. I believe in Hindu, or like I was raised Hindu, right? But I do believe the Christian hell exists. I think that's the canon hell.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
They
yeah.
did do a really great job describing it. They really painted a vivid picture.
The thing that the Catholics got right was the bad place.
Yeah.
Was the bad one. Yeah.
Nothing else.
Hell exists. That's real. That's about 300 feet below us.
It's really not that far.
It's not that far.
We could get luxury. There. We just
there are some lakes
tried.
That are deeper than that.
There are places that are deeper than that. Cool. And last but not least, Abigail Hepworth.
Ha
ha. How did your sailor die?
My sailor was alive in the 70s in New York City. And he's a pervert.
This was an off-mic bit.
Oh my
and
god!
Now what's happening?
Oh my god!
I can't believe you're doing
For context,
this.
We got onto the call, and Abby was like, "What if I'm a pervert? What if I'm
what
Tom?
If I'm a pervert?"
Abby literally said that since Chinook has to be the voice of reason, we need a new chaos gremlin.
What if I'm a pervert?
Look, I'm no Chinook, but I'm going
to have to reward
try.
Everything that is happening right now. Okay, perfect. You're a pervert.
So I'm a pervert. And so I flashed a woman on the subway platform and she pushed me onto the track. And I got
oh
in my car.
Oh my god, I love it.
She freaked out and wow. did what she needed to do to protect herself, okay?
Wow. Yeah, you're in hell. I actually like am fully on board with
yeah.
it.
You say.
Yeah. You are really sending a message to all the perverts out there.
Yeah. Nobody was upset about that, actually.
That's
she
incredible.
Got a ticker tape parade in the 70s.
Yeah. She's in heaven right now, dude. She's doing great. She's thriving. What's your little pervert Shipley duties, Abby?
Because I feel guilt, I insist on taking all of the worst jobs on the ship. So I'm like down on the hull chipping off barnacles. I'm mopping the, what do they call the bathroom?
The poop deck?
Nope, that's a different thing. The head.
The head. I'm cleaning the head. I'm chipping the barnacles off. I'm taking whatever I think. If someone's like, ugh, we got to do this again, I jump up and do it, even though I'm not good at any of them. You guys don't
You're bad at it.
Do these things.
This is an incredible character, Eddie.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. You're doing all the shit jobs on the boat. You're cleaning the toilets, the latrines. What does your little pervert look like?
He's like a little bit, he's thin and kind of lanky, not crazy tall. Maybe like 5'9". And he's wearing like men's dress shoes and like trouser socks and a trench coat. And no one knows what's under it.
Oh.
If anything, who's to say?
Abby, where is this coming from?
Abby's like, I gotta put a lot of energy into this.
I think, Abby, we've been hanging out too much.
Abby,
that's
Abby,
the problem.
Abby is excising some true demons here.
Yep. Some demons are happening. She's at the chaos engine today, folks.
There we go.
And what is he, him, I'm assuming, are your pronouns?
He, him.
Right.
Hey, women can be perverts too.
I know, but in this case,
equal opportunity torture.
Women can be perverts.
In this case, it is a cis white man.
Ah, classic. Okay. Pervert classic.
Pervert classic.
Pervert. The flavor's classic. We're going classic style. And what's the name of your whaler?
P.T. Herman.
Nice.
You can just call me
pervert?
P.T. though.
P.T.
It wasn't. It wasn't for pervert, but it could be.
What should we call you? Is it P.T. or P.D. or?
Oh, P.D.'s kind of cute. Yeah, I like P.D.
P.D.?
Where it's P.T., but it's been sort of bastardized, so it's P.D.
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 I'm going to ask each of you one question, and I'll start with Viditya.
Mm-hmm.
Your playbook is the greedy, correct?
Yes.
What have you stolen from someone on the ship?
I have stolen like earrings that I wear, and I just keep being like, no, I have the same pair. I don't know what you're talking about. No, we wore them at the same time. You lost yours.
Do you know whose earrings it was?
I think it's...
It could also be your captain's.
I was going to say, either my captain's, because I think that's really funny, or it's like the chef. And it's like really awkward every time I go down there.
Cool. It's either the captain's or the other crewmate's earrings.
Are we the only crew or is there like other crew?
So it's going to be you three and you're going to decide on one more crew member at the end. And then the captain's also there who I'll be playing.
Cool.
I think let's make you steal from the captain then.
Then yeah, let's do I steal from the captain. And the captain.
Cool.
Is like...
That's phenomenal. Abby, who don't you respect on this ship?
Oh, boy. I don't respect Lakshmi because I'm trying very hard to be better. I'm trying to be best. And Lakshmi isn't and is squandering our chances with every turn.
I'm doing pretty good. I'm up right now, you know? And when I'm up, the crew's up.
Not getting any respect from the pervert is pretty tough. That's pretty.
Oh, no.
From the 1970s New York pervert? You know that guy's got a thick mustache.
No, he can't grow one, so it's just sort of patchy.
No, not the patchy.
But he keeps trying.
He's trying. I mean, now that he's in hell, it's even more patchy than it ever has been.
Oh, no.
And Brian.
Yeah.
What's one thing that bothers you about the other two crewmates?
Ooh. They don't deserve to go to heaven. Like, if we capture the hell whale and can, like, save our souls, they don't deserve it. I think it is closer to... I don't know if this is the guy that is like, it was a mistake. I'm down. I want to see your manager. This is a mistake. But,
but it's close.
But it's close. I think Matthias very much believes that he's like an inch away from getting to heaven. Like, this is borderline clerical error, should be in heaven. And these two are nowhere close.
And does Matthias like tell them that?
Yeah, I think he is constantly trying to get them to like pray more and like do the like day-to-day work of being pious that he did not do in life.
Right.
That only like kind of like did a head nod towards in life.
And I'll just ask you this, all like, this is a question for all of you. You can decide together. What's a rumor you've heard about the captain?
That the captain has captured a hell whale before.
I was going to say that the captain, yes, interacted with a hell whale and chose to stay.
I like that. That's really fun. I think, can I do like the captain has like lost a leg or an arm, and the story is it was taken by a hell whale and they have chosen to stay to like get it back or something.
Oh, wow. Oh, I see. So they were like on their way to heaven. They're like, no, I got to go back.
Can we make it instead of an arm or a leg, like a pinky toe? Like something low stakes. Where it's like, I think you'd probably be cool, man. It's fine.
It's not that bad.
It's not that bad.
You could have left. You didn't have to stay here.
It's like, it's not even the full toe. It's just the top half.
But does that mean that did the captain capture a hell whale and then it escaped? Were there two hell whales and he captured? I kind of like that there was like a bonded pair of hell whales. And he captured one, and the other one took a piece of him, and now he like has to stay and try to capture the other one.
Yeah,
very funny.
Because I love the like could have gone, chose to stay.
Right, I like could have gone, chose to stay. I also like is missing a piece of himself, but then there has to be a thing that took it.
Yeah,
so second whale.
I see. So it's like you need to have your full self to go, is what you're kind of saying.
Not as a cosmic rule, but like as a personal choice, is like has chose revenge instead of going back or something.
I see. Yeah. Okay. Cool. Yeah.
Because also in my head, I'm imagining like he won the fight, captured the hell whale, was like I almost imagine like ascending to heaven or whatever, and then another whale just like breaches out of the water and snipes off a foot or something, and then now he gets literally pulled back down into hell. Or at least that's his telling of it. Who knows
or
what the truth is.
The, like, ethereal tether and is like, fuck no.
Fuck no.
You've
I'm
only heard
back.
This in passing at the pubs or bars about your captain.
Yeah, I would imagine as a rumor, our captain, like, won't tell us, like, why they lost this.
I was
going to
say, maybe we never see them without a shoe, so we don't know.
I especially love the idea of, like, the hell whale also wants revenge.
Well, because all whales do.
All whales.
That's why they're attacking the yachts.
That's great.
They're intelligent beings, and we should not be fucking with their space.
It's true.
They're too big.
This is phenomenal.
Just on size alone, we shouldn't be doing it.
Yeah, we should not be fucking with whales at all. This is great. This is a really good rumor. This is really chunky, and I think really fits into the idea of the captain that I had. So this is perfect. So why don't we start building your ship? So shipbuilding is a together thing. You'll all be doing this as a little team. So basically, there are a few categories that you get to choose from, and then you'll use these categories to name your ship. You can choose one or more for your name. It could be a feminine name, a masculine name, a fierce name, a name of infamy, a curse name, or another kind of name.
I'm just thinking of biblical things. The Pillar of Salt.
Pillar of Salt. Good.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
I like Pillar of Salt.
I like Pillar of Salt. Yeah, I think salt's a cool. I was like, maybe we change the element, but salt is just such a good element.
Good old NaCl.
Good old NaCl.
Oh, okay,
the chemistry boy is back.
yeah, that's the most my chemistry degree has come up on this podcast.
Pillar of Salt's really good. Are you guys cool with that?
I do like it.
Let's lock in Pillar of Salt.
Lock it in. Can you insert the Jeopardy noise here? or the
no, is Deal or No Deal?
No,
that's very copyrighted. They'll get us for that one.
I also meant Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Completely wrong show.
Yeah, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Way less litigious.
Okay, good.
So each player gets to choose one thing that is true about the ship. This is on page 21. You can choose one of the bullet points that they've given you. Some of them include there's a brig where the unruly are sent for punishment. The galley is stocked with a small amount of expensive spices. You can pick your own thing. So each one of you gets to pick one.
I really like the sails are dyed black as the encroaching darkness.
That's pretty good.
I pick black sails. Millionaire noise.
That's really creepy because in this world, there is no daylight at all. So you cannot see these sails.
That's very creepy.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Good. We keep on hitting shit.
I really like making giving the captain more room to be mysterious. And so I really like the captain's quarters have thick glass doors.
Do you think, though, by thick glass doors, are you envisioning, like, you can see through them, but it's quite warped, so you can't clearly see what's going on? Or are you thinking, like, I'm dark glass?
I'm imagining those, like, crystal glass blocks that you see at, like, doctor's office and dentist's office that, like, are warped. And so it's like thick glass. It's see-through, but it's, like, old glass in a way that's really imperfect. So you see...
You can
see
tell there's
motion.
A figure.
You can see figures. You can see motion. You can see like outlines and like broad strokes, but you can't see details.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I really like that. Then I think we have one weird thing. I think we have a slightly more mundane thing. I like, then I'm going to go with the galley is stocked with a small amount of expensive spices.
I do love how strange that is as an inclusion.
No, Viditzi, you just want that so you can steal them.
Yeah, I think it's either I want them so badly or I brought them on and then, and it could be, there could be something fun about me and my character about that. I also like that maybe we have like a small luxury with us in hell even, right? But perhaps it's a small amount. So it's like, do we allow ourselves to indulge in it? Do we not?
I feel like that's also really good for Matthias of like self-denial of something that is luxurious and good and savory or whatever. And also there's an element of he can be a little bit holier than thou of like indulging in something like this is actually like a sinful experience and you should be. It's like who was the Christian person who made like wheat thins so they made like dry cereal so people would stop masturbating.
Oh, Kellogg? Yeah.
Kellogg's, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That Kellogg's. Pervert.
Actually, now that you mentioned it, I feel like it maybe works for all of us because it's like I described, it's like it's something that almost tests my want to take. Like, I could take this. And then, Abby, would you feel like PD is like, I could never have this because I don't deserve it. Yeah.
I could never have something like that because I'm undeserving. I would feel too guilty for having something I could enjoy, maybe.
Yeah.
We're not going to dive too deep into the guilt right now. We're going to figure it out.
Does this white guy like spices?
He lived in New York in like Spanish Harlem.
Yes.
So it makes sense.
Okay, never mind. I stand corrected.
Yeah. No, Petey has spice tolerance. Petey's digestive system can handle it. His conscience cannot.
I see.
Right.
Yeah.
I see.
I also really like the idea of, especially because we're all like seeing something that we want and we kind of keep saying no. Like it is a thing that we are being penitent and denier. Mm-hmm. Like this is the one place we're being penitent. I love the idea that we have like a bonus crew member who's like the chef who just every day is like, so do you want that saffron rice? And like every day we have to be like, not today, maybe tomorrow. Today. Or it's like, we'll only eat that when we capture the hell whale. Like, that's when it's...
Oh, it'll go on the hell whale flesh, because...
It goes on the hell whale flesh!
For the hell whale flesh.
That's very good.
Oh, maybe is it the captain's? Like, maybe that's a thing?
Could be.
We're gonna find
out. Could be? Oh, I love it. Okay, cool.
That's fun. I'm liking the spices.
Yeah, spice is much, much deeper a choice than I thought it would be, actually.
Yeah.
It's good.
And so now together, you'll choose your figurehead. It can be one of the things the book has listed, or you can make one of your own.
I'm thinking again of, of New Girl when Jess describes Megan Fox as looking like the front of a ship come alive. as someone who doesn't know anything about the Pillar of Salt, is there some kind of iconography we can...
The Pillar of Salt was God's punishment for Lot for him turning back towards Sodom. So he turned Lot's wife into a Pillar of Salt.
So should it just be Lot's wife is the front of our
That's
boat?
That's so funny. You have Lot's wife on the back of the ship.
But it's the real Lot's wife. It's the actual,
Lot's wife. Yeah. That's what I thought Abby meant.
Oh, I love that.
That's really good.
I also love, Lakshmi also is like, wow, fuck, hell is real? What's that? Like, I don't know really what, I don't understand.
I was going to say, we both have lots of questions where we're like, and remind me, who's Lot?
And
what's happening?
And who's Lot? There's a lot of it? No? A lot of wife?
Yeah, so that's his name, a lot of salt.
His name wasn't Job, it was Job.
Oh.
Job. You're teaching Lakshmi Christian. Yeah.
I think I'm mansplaining Christianity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like a 2 p.m. religion class on the boat every day.
And I'm like, I think there's something funny. It's like, I'm doing my job, but you are just taking that time to
to mansplain it.
So this is a really good. And let me teach you the core tenets of this. Yeah,
we have those. You know, we do that, right? Like we also, it's like Beetle Nut. And shit.
No, but this is the real one.
This is the
real one. Terrible.
Oh, I love that. That's fun.
And finally, you're going to pick one crewmate to have on the ship. And I feel like you guys have already picked the cook. But on page 29 and 30, you'll see different types. There are others if you want, but I feel like you have really created the world around the chef.
You really like the chef, but there is the other options are the crab catcher, the dredger, the cook, the rope rigger, the Chan Le Bing.
The Chan
It's not.
It's just the Chan Le.
Mrs. Chanan Le Bong.
The entertainer and the barber.
Is it too late to go back and make my character Miss Chanan Le Bong?
Yes.
It's far too
That's
late.
An X card.
The two of you go, yes, absolutely. No, you're not. Like just so much.
I kind of like either, the cook or the crab catcher. I feel like both work for what we were kind of already envisioning.
And they each also have they all give you an extra thing. The cook can feed the crew, but requires two fewer food supply every day. The dredger, you get +3 souls for odd dice total payouts. That's for when we go gambling. The chandler is you gain 1 soul a day, but just a free soul.
Oh.
Could there be any more souls?
Let's go with the Chandler just so that we can keep this ball rolling. You know?
Just so that we can force Shadook to play Chandler Bing.
Chandler Bing.
No, I would make you play Janice.
Oh,
God
yeah.
Damn it. This sucks being in this scene. This fucking sucks.
Hey. I have to be responsible. Everyone else gets to have fun.
This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous. You broke me within an hour.
We did it, gang. Season over.
I do think we should do the cook. So I feel like we were already circling.
I was going to say, we kind of built out the cook.
Yeah, I think the cook's a cool, fun little thing.
And what's the cook's name?
Bjorn.
Bjorn.
I'm actually okay with Bjorn, to be real.
I'm fine with Bjorn.
Bjorn. So that's our cook, Bjorn, the foreign guy on your ship.
I'm picturing, can we make, like Korean?
Bjorn.
With classic the name Bjorn?
Korean. You know what? There are some Korean Swedes out there, and vice versa.
I'm not playing a Korean Bjorn. I'm just...
I'm just oh, come on. I'm trying to fill this ship with color, Shanuk. I thought you'd be
Okay.
Didn't
fine.
You bring me on
okay,
for that?
Fine.
Why am I here?
They're a Korean Bjorn. Great. And that's Bjorn. Cool.
And that's Bjorn.
Why don't we roll for some of these traits?
Shannon, can you just tell me about the classic Swedish Korean fusion recipes that he's making?
I can tell you, it's pickled herring kimchi.
Oh, that's pretty wow. Good. Actually, okay, yeah, ha! Never mind. Fuck
Did
me.
It.
eat yeah, shit, Brian. Eat shit.
I fully recant. joke withdrawn.
Joke withdrawn.
Let's roll one of Bjorn's traits.
Let's go five.
Nervous. Every omen, remove one food supply. God
oh, no.
Damn it.
Oh, that's
Bjorn! Why would you do that, Bjorn?
Great.
That
phenomenal.
Was, I think all the other ones were good.
I think all
that's
the
really
other
funny.
Ones
were all the other ones like gave us extra stuff.
That serves you right for making this Bjorn. Great. I'm so mad.
You sound
guys.
So mad.
Okay, good. We've made Bjorn. And that is our little cook. Why don't we jump back just to do your inventory really quick? So each of you has one thing in your inventory. It should be on your playbook. Do we want to just go around the horn and tell me which item you've picked for your inventory?
From my inventory, I'm definitely going to pick the rosary made of hell pearl.
Oh. Mm.
There are a lot more useful things, but I feel like I, Brian, have always been very, I don't know, fixated on the idea of a rosary as like a physical object.
Yeah.
Especially for religious horror, like it's such a great object.
Yeah.
Of just kind of always being in frame and like dangling.
I don't remember what your budget is, but that's also just a really good sound, right? Like kind of,
of
the,
like
the
beads.
Of the,
sure,
the
yeah.
Beads,
could
I think,
do some Foley.
Feel. Yeah. I have a sack of gold fillings and a pair of. Oh, okay. I'm pulling gold fillings from people's teeth. Okay. God, that's fucking visceral.
That's a bummer.
I gotta pick that.
You could. I would also let you change it if you wanted to be like a sack of toes.
I like the visceral element of that. I think maybe like there could be a few things that I'm trading, but that is like, that's what I covet. I'm like, I'm opening people's mouths. I think that's like such a weird.
It's so.
To do in hell, because like this is, yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to go use these at the store?
And it's such a desperate, yeah, it's like such a desperate visceral thing where it's like, what am I going to do with fucking gold fillings?
Yeah.
It's also a weird thing of like imagining like you getting. I'm imagining like the con man version of this where like you get someone really drunk until they pass out. And then rather than rob them, you're like stealing their gold fill. Like what a fucked up thing to steal.
That's so nasty.
What a kind of fucked up thing to steal. Yeah.
Because I'm just imagining that person waking up in the morning with an aching tooth and being like, what the fuck happened last night?
What the fuck happened? I go, oh, and then I have an aching tooth and I go, oh my God. Oh, somebody stole our fillings.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Wait a minute.
That's my gambit. I also pretend I got robbed.
Great gambit.
You're a victim.
They also stole your earrings.
Yeah, that's how you get past it. You just are always accusing the captain of stealing your earrings.
Your
Hey, I found these. You know what I mean? I finally, they were in my drawer. I thought they were gone.
That was very good. And then Abigail.
I'm going to go with a journal filled with confessions.
Are they your confessions?
Also pornographic drawings.
Did you draw them?
Yes. I'm not a very talented artist. Anytime someone happens to catch a glimpse of one over my shoulder, I have to explain to them what it looks like.
This is porn. No, it's not. That doesn't look like porn.
I have to get better before it's porn.
Those are just circles. You can't.
They're boobs. What are you talking about?
It feels like a great defense for like hand-drawn pornography. It's like, no, officer, I'm just practicing. It's not good enough to be porn.
It's not good enough to be porn. Are you turned on, sir?
It's so funny. Like people see your journal and they're like, I don't know if you're guilty. I don't Have you seen people naked?
I also love what's the Supreme Court's definition of porn. Like, you know it when you see it. And then, like, someone shows it to a lawyer and they're like, huh.
And they're like,
that's more abstract art, I think.
I think so. I think it's a bit
we really
my sketches really split the jury 50-50.
We really want to convict this guy, but just can't.
Just can't.
On sheer artistic merit alone.
They're like bringing in like art critics. They're like, I mean, like the form is just not rendered.
Yeah.
We would. No shading.
No shading. I mean, like, have you heard of like blocking out your shadows? Like that would help. Like they're trying to get you to draw better porn at this point.
Great. A little confession and porn journal.
Mm-hmm. They go hand in hand.
Classic combo.
Sometimes I try to read it aloud to Matthias, and then I remember you're not a real priest.
You subject yourself to confessional?
Yes. I make you have confessional for me pretty regularly.
You know, what is a priest other than someone who just says they're a priest?
Wow.
Yeah.
No education needed. God. You just declare it. Does Lot's wife have a name?
Oh, was an unnamed biblical figure.
Poor woman.
Just Lot's wife.
Bummer.
That sucks. Right? That straight up sucks.
Honestly, that checks.
Do we reference that?
She's like, an unnamed biblical figure in the book of Genesis. That book is just about names. It's like this person begot this person begot this person. That's the worst book to be unnamed in.
Wow, that's a real insult.
And that is the crew of the Pillar of Salt. Those are our sailors. That is the ship. These are our characters. This is what we're playing.
Our fucked up little guys.
Fucked up little guys.
A bunch of little guys.
Yeah, I'm going to steal your teeth.
You and your sailors, you all stand aboard your ship. Your captain wears their tattered apparel, their kind of ripped, shredded bishop clothing with that maroonish pink gilded robes. She walks the deck, looks to all of you, and says, "Here upon the seas of hell, a hell whale is said to be so unholy that slaying such a beast can earn you a place back in God's grace. And I know something that'll help find us that whale. But I need my crew to believe in me. My cursed whalers, we've been together for countless years now. Sent to hell for our misdeeds. We now troll the Stygian Sea, hunting our quarry, the dreaded hell whale. If we can feast upon the whale's putrid flesh, we might break the curse and find a more peaceful afterlife. And that terrible leviathan worms through the lightless depths of the vast and frightful ocean, forever drawn to the echoes of its own beating heart. It may be the only way to find the infernal beast, break the curse, and end our immortal suffering. But right now, we're late. And that's it for this episode of My First Dungeon.
Yeah.
Teaser in episode 0.
Oh, I love it.
Oh.
She's a badass.
She rocks.
She's also a bad person.
She's also a bad person. Don't forget that.
Might not be.
Might not
Never
be.
Never know. Never know.
It was a mistake.
It was a mistake.
Hell takes all kinds.
It was a rounding error.
Hell takes all kinds.
Anyone can go to hell, even nice people.
No. That's why I'm here.
Well, folks, remember, if you're having fun, you're already doing it right, even in hell. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye. This episode of My First Dungeon is sponsored by +1 EXP. You can grab your own copy of Hell Whalers at +1exp.com. This episode features the voice talents of Shenouk Tissera, Abby Hepworth, Brian Flaherty, and Viditya Valetti. This episode was produced by Elliot Davis. Editing by Brian Flaherty. My First Dungeon is a Many-Sided Media production.
If you're hearing this, that means you listen to every last second of this episode. And if you simply cannot wait until the next episode drops, you should head over to patreon.com/myfirstdungeonpod and become a member of the Dice Pool. Fresh! For just a few bucks a month, you'll get cast talkbacks, original games, and a full-length bonus actual play each and every month. As of the end of 2023, there's already over 20 hours of bonus audio, plus a whole bunch of other goodies to enjoy. So head on over to patreon.com/myfirstdungeonpod and jump on into the dice pool. We'll see you there. Splash!